Claims are being made against former President Barack Obama, saying that he chose to turn Congressman John Lewis' funeral service into a political moment. This is Nadia for the Charisma News Podcast. Stay tuned for more after this short message from our sponsor.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really isn't like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on ChristianBooks.com or Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is SteveStrangBooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, SteveStrangBooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing, and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word in this for this very important election. God bless you.
Alveda King, pro-life activist and niece of Martin Luther King Jr., would have none of President Obama's remarks and called him out on it. She said Obama's words reveal how the left will grab at any opportunity to push its liberal agenda forward. In an interview on Fox and Friends, King said that she should have expected the former president to grab at the chance. Obama's comments ranged from topics such as the Voting Rights Act to granting statehood to the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico to nationwide civil unrest. Alveda King said President Obama, with wordplay, took us back to the 1960s. She said that was a time when segregation was still on the books, segregation was still legal, and those in power, some of them, were trying to enforce that and keep that. King said alleging that there is an effort to undermine the voting process was an incorrect characterization of the current administration's message regarding the upcoming presidential election. She commented, "Actually, President Trump is saying, people, please pay attention. We do want you to vote. Use your absentee ballots. Go to the polls." President Trump is not trying to suppress the vote. In her interview with Fox News, Alveda concluded, "To politicize the funeral of a peaceful warrior, I guess they grabbed at an opportunity to be political." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.